practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we do gather around the radio in order to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with others on this Lord's Day. Of course, this is a special day, as it were, because this is the Sunday before Thanksgiving. And so we want to give thanks unto God today for all that He is and all that He's done for us. Truly, this is a good day to worship our Lord in spirit and in truth. We want to begin the program this morning with the song that's entitled, And Can It Be? And truly, the fact that Jesus Christ died for us on the cross is something to give praise and thanksgiving for. Amen. Amen indeed. Here's the song, And Can It Be? And truly, when we talk about thanksgiving, it is something that we must thank the Lord for, in that even though we were yet sinners, Christ died for us and provided for us a salvation that we do not deserve. and the salvation that we cannot work for. It's a salvation by grace, and we must every day, not only during the Thanksgiving season, but every day give God thanks and praise for what he's done for us in our great salvation. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio, and I trust that today you are planning on going to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. If not, I would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, where we will be having Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and then our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. This morning, during the 10:30 service, we will be having the privilege of having a baptismal service, as we will see a number of our folks go through the waters of baptism and thereby identifying themselves with the Lord Jesus Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection. And truly, we would invite you to come on out and to observe that as they bring forth their testimony of knowing Christ and having the desire to live for Christ. This coming Wednesday night will be our annual Thanksgiving Eve service, and I would like to invite you to come on out with us as we share praise items and testimonies, and, well, it'll just be an entire evening of thanksgiving and praise unto God for who he is. That will be at 7 o'clock this coming Wednesday evening, which, of course, is Thanksgiving Eve. And certainly, as I mentioned every Sunday morning on the program, if we can serve you spiritually, please do not hesitate to contact us. You may write to us at the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602, or you can call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a prayer request, please send it our way and we will pray for you. Our web address is fbcaltoona.org. That's all you need. And we would encourage you to go on that particular site and take a look at our ministry. And then, of course, you can email us also at fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. I want to encourage you today to take some time to pray for the nation of Israel. If you watch the news, and I'm certain that all of you watch the news to one degree or another, you will realize that Israel is in a great battle over there now against Hamas and Hezbollah and those who hate Israel. We need to pray for the nation of Israel because they are God's selected nation. Now, we realize as we read the Bible that right now they are in unbelief. But there will come a time when they will recognize that Jesus Christ is the Messiah and submit to him. Take some time, if you would please, to read the book of Revelation, chapters 9, 10, and 11, because there you will see what God is doing with Israel now. And you will also see that it teaches there that there will come a time when all Israel will be saved. That's what the Word of God teaches. In fact, in Romans chapter 11, verse 26, it says, "And so all Israel shall be saved. As it is written, there shall come out of Zion the Deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins." Right now they are in unbelief, but one of these days they will recognize that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. In the meantime, they are in unbelief, and in the meantime, we need to pray for them. We need to support them. We need to stand with them. We go back to the Old Testament book of Genesis, where the Abrahamic covenant is given, and we find these words in verses 1 through 3 as God is speaking to Abram and says, "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." That is God's promise to Israel that really came out of Abram's loins, as it were. And the third verse there is a very strategic verse where God says, "I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." You'll say, how are all the families of the earth blessed through Israel? Well, in that Jesus Christ, the Messiah, came out of Israel, as it were, because he was a Jew. And so we want to stand with Israel. We want to pray for them praying for them and encouraging them is one way to experience God's blessing upon our lives. If we have a negative attitude towards them, certainly we're going to miss out on God's blessing. So take some time these days to keep up with what's going on over in the Middle East, and don't forget to pray for Israel. Father, as we come to you this morning, we do thank you and praise you for the opportunity that we have together around the radio again. And I do pray for the land of Israel right now. I pray for Benjamin Netanyahu and all of his cabinet and leaders that you would give them the wisdom and the strength that they need in this great battle that they're facing right now. And I pray that Christians all around the world will stand with Israel. And we know that now they are in unbelief, but we look forward to the time when they will recognize that Jesus is the Messiah and submit to him. In the meantime, give them wisdom and strength and protection, and we'll thank you for what you'll do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now let's listen to a praise medley on the organ and the piano. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to the Old Testament book of the Psalms, Psalm 100, and I would like to read with you verses 4 and 5. Psalm 100, verses 4 and 5, where the Word of God says, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Psalm 100, verses 4 and 5. And now before I deliver a message entitled, "O Give Thanks Unto the Lord," let's listen to a solo from a young lady who is totally blind. And she's going to sing a song for us entitled, "He Looked Beyond My Faults and Saw My Need." And truly, that is something to be thankful for.
song of praise, for it was grace that brought my liberty. I do not know just why he came to love me so. Looked beyond my fault, and he saw my need. I shall forever lift mine eyes to Calvary, to view the falling soul. He looked beyond all my faults and saw my need. I shall forever lift mine eyes to Calvary, to beyond my fault and saw my need.
And certainly when we're thinking of giving thanks unto God, we can thank Him and should thank Him and must thank Him for what He's done for us in His great salvation. Today, if you have a copy of God's Word, I would encourage you to turn with me to Psalm 136. Psalm 136, and I would like to read verses 1 through 9, but then we'll be focusing mainly on the first three verses. And this is a psalm of thanksgiving and praise unto God for all that He is and all that He has done and all that He will do. Psalm 136, beginning with verse 1, says, O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for His mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him who alone doth great wonders, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that by wisdom made the heavens, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that made great lights, for His mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for His mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for His mercy endureth forever. That's Psalm 136, verses 1 through 9, and I would encourage you to take some time to read down through that entire psalm. It has 26 verses, and the last verse says, O give thanks unto the Lord God of heaven, for His mercy endureth forever. Indeed, this is the Thanksgiving season, and I have often said many times over and again that the Thanksgiving season is my favorite holiday, because we are able to get together with family members and just focus on the good things of the Lord and the good things that He's given us in life. But I fear that so many times Thanksgiving season, just like many other seasons of the year, particularly that have a spiritual connotation, has lost its value. And I say that because even though we give thanks, sometimes God is not in that picture. Oh, sure, I realize that on Thursday, families will gather together for Thanksgiving dinners, but what will they be discussing? Probably football, probably what the kids are doing in school, probably some plans for the upcoming Christmas holiday or vacation or whatever the case. And sometimes God is not even in the picture. God is not the one who is being rendered thanks unto for who he is. And if we forget everything else that is going on around us, it's important that we as Christians give thanks unto God. And Psalm 136 is one of those passages that gives us that admonition. In fact, in these first three verses, we see that, number one, we should give thanks unto God for his person, but also we should give thanks unto God for his practice, that is, for what he does. First of all, we should give thanks unto God for his person, that is, for who he is. Notice in verse 1, it says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord." Now, if you're looking in your Bible there, you see that the word Lord is capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. That is speaking of Jehovah, the Jehovah God, and that's who he is. And the word Jehovah, as is rendered in our Bibles, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, speaks of the self-sufficiency, the eternality, the redemptive work of God. And we ought to give thanks unto God today for the fact that he truly is the self-sufficient, eternal, redemptive God, and that through him we have the privilege of being saved. Through him we can be redeemed from our sin and have eternal life with Jesus Christ. Let's give thanks unto God because he is the Lord. Then let's give thanks unto God because of another note here in verse 2. It says, "Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods." Now, the word God there is speaking of the Hebrew word Elohim. And the word Elohim speaks of the strong, all-powerful, triune God. In reality, it is all that God is. When you find that word, capital G, small o, small d, it's talking about Elohim, the strong, all-powerful, triune God. And he is the God of gods. Now, we realize as we study the Bible that he's the only true God. He's the one God made up of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And yet there are many false gods in the world today, many false gods that people worship and set up as idols. But there is one God. He is indeed the strong, all-powerful, triune God. Let's be thankful unto him. And then let's give thanks unto the Lord because he is the Lord of lords. Look at verse 3 of Psalm 136. "Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords." The Lord of lords. There, the word Lord is capital L, small case O-R-D, and that is the Hebrew translation from the word, or I should say the English translation, from the Hebrew word Adonai, which means master. He is the master. And as it relates to who God is, truly, he is the self-sufficient, eternal, redemptive God, the strong, all-powerful, triune God, who is also the master, and certainly we must give him thanks for who he is. And because of who he is, we know that we also must give thanks unto him because of his practice. That is, what he is doing in our lives on a consistent basis. Three times there in verses 1, 2, and 3, it says, "For his mercy endureth forever." You see that? Verse 1, his mercy endureth forever. Verse 2, his mercy endureth forever. Verse 3, his mercy endureth forever. We ought to be thankful for the fact that God's mercy is extended to us. And that is the fact that God just does not give us what we deserve. We deserve separation from God. We deserve the wrath of God, but he is a merciful God. And through God's mercy, we have salvation. That is the forgiveness of sins and the assurance of everlasting life with Jesus Christ in heaven forever. Through God's mercy, we have his provision. Every day we need him to provide for us, for strength and for wisdom and for insight and for understanding, that we might live in order to please him, so that we also might be blessed and strengthened in this life. And then we should thank him for his mercy in that day by day he gives us direction. He gives us insight. He leads us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake, that we might be able to live for his glory and experience his blessing in our lives. Yes, let's give thanks unto God for his person. He is Lord. He is the God of gods. He is the Lord of lords and the master. And then let's give thanks unto God for his mercy that endures through ever, and through his mercy we have salvation, we have provision, we have direction, we have all that we need. Now truly, there are many things for which we should give God thanks during this Thanksgiving season, and let's do it. You might want to make a list of things that God has done in your life in this past year and give him thanks and praise for it. But let's be sure to thank God for who he is. He is the Lord of lords, the God of gods, the Almighty One, who deserves our praise, who deserves our devotion, who deserves our thanks. True thanksgiving means that we're going to thank God for all that he is and all that he's done for us. So throughout your Thanksgiving season, give thanks unto God. And if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, I would encourage you right there by the radio to call upon the name of the Lord. Ask him to save you today, and truly, you'll have something to be thankful for all of eternity. Well, thank you very much for joining us today. And until we greet you next week on this same radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, saying God bless you. Keep looking up. Remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could come again today, and that is something to be thankful for. Amen. Amen indeed.
Let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.